February the 28th, 2010. Tsunami warning. 2 hours after the 8.8 earthquake in Chile last night, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that a tsunami had started. It hit parts of Chile and moved across the Pacific. The New Zealand Civil Defense and police moved quickly to send messages on radio and TV and to close beaches. There was a fear that a tsunami could reach the coast of New Zealand, especially the East Coast. Many beach events were cancelled, such as the dragon boat racing in Wellington. The Auckland Harbour and Cook Strait ferries did not sail this morning. 5 ships and a cruise ship in Auckland Harbour were moved to a deep harbour for the day. People who wanted to spend this warm summer day at the beach were told to keep away. Some people took no notice and went swimming or surfing. However, most people remember the terrible tsunami in Samoa in September last year and did not want to take a chance. Listen to September the 30th, 2009, and October the 2nd, 2009, for more about the tsunami in Samoa. A dangerous tsunami did not reach New Zealand, but there were strong sea currents, long waves, sudden sea level rises, and very strange surges of water, with the water coming in and going out a long way. In one harbour in the far north, the water was like a washing machine. By early evening, the tsunami warning was cancelled, but Civil Defence is still waiting until the morning to make sure the sea is safe. Meanwhile, Chileans living in New Zealand are trying to contact their families and friends in Chile. Communication is still difficult with phone and electricity lines down.